Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Being Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs.
Hi, this is Hope Gibbs with the Incandescent Radio Network. We are here today with a wonderful woman, Sonia Kay, who owns Blow, a hair salon that's just for blow dries in San Francisco on Union Street. We met her when we were there a couple of months ago and could not believe the professionalism and the beautiful job that they did for only $35. It was a bargain. It turns out that in 2012, the 20-something put down the puck at her marketing position with the Vancouver Canucks and took over Blow on Union Street with her sister, Marie. When not in bar and spreading good hair around San Francisco, Sonia spends weekends and getaways sipping vino, and we are very jealous about that. Her mantra is good hair cures everything, and we could not agree more. Welcome, Sonia, to the Incandescent Radio Network.
Thank you.
We are so excited to have
you here.
Good, good, good. So tell us about Blow. What do you do? Why do you do it? And how did you get involved with the organization?
So basically, Blow is a blow dry and styling bar only. So back in 2007, there was a mother-daughter team hailing from Canada who thought, you know, why isn't there anywhere that I can go to get my hair styled for relatively cheap, relatively quickly, you know, not having to involve my hairdresser? So the concept was born. It started in Vancouver, and it kind of just took off from there. My sister and I are from Vancouver, so we were very familiar with the concept. We were actually clients, and we loved the whole idea. Thought it was a great business model, and we're sort of kicking tires about opening a location in the States, at which point we learned that San Francisco was actually available. There was already a Blow there, and the owners were looking to sell to another franchise partner. So in we came, and the rest is history.
That's excellent. So you just did this a couple of months ago, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it took a little while because, you know, we sort of decided last summer, and it's quite a process to purchase a business, especially internationally, but we took over officially January 1st. We were at the helm.
Excellent. So what are your ambitions for the company?
We would love to open some more locations. The idea was it was sort of a perfect opportunity that there was one already operating that we could just get in there and improve, give it some blood, sweat, and tears, and then open a couple more potentially in the Bay Area or some other markets in the U.S. There's definitely a demand for it. I mean, even in San Francisco, there needs to be at least two or three more blow-dry bars to meet up with where demand is at.
How exciting. So let's talk a little bit about what you offer. You can choose from seven styles featured in the Blow hair menu, from razor straight, executive sweep, to runaway-inspired pillow talk. And as you said, it started in 2007 with the vital question, why isn't there a place for a quick, affordable, catwalk-quality blowout? So tell us about what you're offering specifically and what your customers are demanding. What's the most popular style on the menu?
I would say our most popular, our bread and butter, is the red carpet, which is basically your classic blowout, smooth with some bend on the ends. It's essentially what you're trying to do when you do your hair at home, but you can never quite hit the nail on the head with. So the red carpet is our most popular, but our new style called the pillow talk, which is a little bit beachy, a little bit tousled, that is quickly making its way up the rankings. And it actually, I'm sure it varies from market to market. San Francisco is a pretty casual city. You know, if you ask the Blow franchise partners in Austin, Texas, it would probably be a lot more volume and curl and bounce. But we're a pretty casual city in San Francisco. So I think most of our clients just want to look like, you know, they could have just done it themselves. But, of course, they didn't. But we'll never tell.
Well, as long as your hair looks good, who cares who did it, right?
Exactly.
So tell us about your successes to date. You've grown it in just the last few months that you've owned the shop, right?
Yes. When we first came, we had a few staff members that had been brought on recently who are fantastic, and we've since hired quite a few more. We've beefed up our staffing by about 50%. We're still hiring. And actually, last weekend, we were told by Blow Corporate that we had the highest sales volume of all 28 Blow locations. So they were really excited about that. We were really excited about that because the San Francisco location was one that needed a little bit of love. So we're really happy with where we're at, and we just want to keep growing, keep increasing clientele and staff.
Excellent. Well, when I was in there, I was just enchanted with the hot pink, which is our signature color, and it's all over your shop. In fact, I bought a hot pink umbrella, so I carry that with me, and I love that. And you guys are pretty young. You're 25. Your sister's a 20-something as well. So tell us, how did you have the chutzpah to open up a shop of your own?
Well, we basically both got jobs as soon as we were legally allowed to, and I had been working my way up the corporate ladder since I was about 19. I spent 6 years with the Vancouver Canucks, as you mentioned, working on communications, project management, program management, basically all business functions. And my sister, Mareta, a similar thing, but in the art world, management and administration and that sort of thing. So we're both, you know, we've tried to be relatively business savvy. We've gotten involved in some real estate in Vancouver, which is essentially what gave us the ability to invest in Blow. We were able to use that capital to roll the dice and go ahead with Blow.
Very exciting. Well, you are an inspiration to all people, not just young women and men, but to us as well. I really love what you're doing. Talk a little bit, though, about the competition. Clearly, there are plenty of stylists in every major city and minor city. And so tell us, why should women come to Blow versus other shops?
Sure. So there's sort of two competitors, the way that we see it. One would be traditional hair salons, you know, where you go for a cut and color. They typically do offer styling services, generally, though, for about double the price. And it's a little less of a, you know, a walk-in kind of or day-of appointment kind of atmosphere. So we're a little bit different from them in the sense that, you know, you're not cheating on your hairdresser, which is one of our taglines. You can come into Blow, you can walk in, and, of course, if we have space, we will take you right then and there. And, you know, we're $35, so the cost point is very low compared to traditional salons. We do, even though we are the Blow is the North America's original blow dry bar for that concept, there is another competitor, a big one that started in the States versus Canada, and that is Dry Bar. And they are very successful. They do really well at what they do, you know, and we've never had an issue with any friendly competition. I mean, they're really right up the street from us. They are very similar in terms of the concept. They have sort of a hair menu with specific styles. The one in San Francisco is $40. You're usually matched with a different stylist every time. And we do, in fact, have stylists who have worked for Dry Bar in the past. So they would be our closest competition. The one difference that I would say with Blow is probably that, I mean, myself as the owner, I'm there all the time, 5+ days a week at Blow. And you're dealing with me when you come there and you're dealing with me when you leave. So I think we do have a lot of personal touch. And in fact, a lot of our stylists have strong relationships with clients that come back, you know, to see them or to see another stylist on the staff. So I think that, you know, our pride and joy is the personal touch that we have at Blow in the neighborhood and in the Union Street community.
Excellent, excellent. So tell us, so you want to open up some more of these around the city and around the country. How do you envision doing that, and what's your timeline?
Well, the plan was, I've been here now essentially 6 months. Within, I'd love to say about a year from now, we'd love to be opening or looking at opening a second location, probably in the Bay Area. I've just been getting my bearings in terms of, you know, because I did move from Vancouver to San Francisco, but now I've identified some neighborhoods, some communities that Blow would do really, really well in. So I'm just kind of doing some market research, chatting with my sister regularly to see where it would make the most sense for Blow to be next.
Well, very good. Well, you'll let us know so that we can come visit you. And as we said, there's one opening up in D.C., so I'm going to go frequent that. You'll be sure to let me know where that's going to be.
I will.
It's just a pleasure to meet you and to talk to you and to, appreciate another young woman who's got that entrepreneurial spirit. So best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, and we loved having you. So anytime you're in San Francisco, you have to come visit us.
It's a promise, and you can learn more about Sonia in the fashion column in the July 2013 issue of Be Incandescent. Her beautiful picture with her sister is front and center, as are some pictures of her salon in San Francisco on Union Street. So best of luck to you, and we will look forward to having you listen to more of our entrepreneurs on the Incandescent Radio Network. Talk to you soon.
So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.